As Job mentioned, last night we went to see the drama called The Man Called Jesus. It was Job's first time, but not mine. Every time I watch the drama, my eyes just wait and try to dry and continually try to dry. The fact that God became man, became flesh, and came to this earth, I just cannot comprehend. I just can't help. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I mean, who are we? Why he came to this earth? I just touched and moved by the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is willing to do this for you and for me. I enjoy the whole drama, but whenever Jesus appeared, the man called Jesus appeared, I crossed my eye because I thought, my Jesus is not this man. Just cannot compare, no equal. You just cannot compare. So I crossed my eyes and tried to think through the word of God in the Bible and try to understand who Jesus really is, why he came to this earth. And when I thought about Christmas, the fact that, you know, in Genesis already mentioned about Jesus, he come, he will bruise the head of the snake. And then you just consider, you know, how many years ago before Jesus Christ's birth, Isaiah talked about Jesus. Different people talk about Jesus, the coming king, king of the Jews, king of the world, and also the savior of all us. I just cannot imagine. I feel like a lot of people, even Christians, we take it too lightly. When we talk about Christmas, we think that it's the time to celebrate. We think about, okay, it's time to buy a gift. Those are good things, but Christmas is much more than that. So brothers and sisters, when we consider, you know, the truth about the Christmas, you know, the time is limited. I mean, we enjoy worship, and then, you know, we have maybe another 20 minutes left for me to speak. But doesn't matter the time, but just think about Jesus. I have a few verses here, and then I have a few brother and sister, they are going to read it out for us. You know, his name shall be called. There are a few verses. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Please, you know, stand up and read. Thank you. Another verse from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. When we think about Christmas, we think about Jesus is a savior. He came and saved. He came and saved. Remember this. You know, afterward I will explain some, but just remember this, he is savior. Okay, let's come to the second one, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Emmanuel, God with us. Isaiah 7, 14. Thank you. Emmanuel, God with us. What a wonderful name. You know, another verse actually brings up several names of our Lord Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Wonderful Counselor. mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There are more names in the Bible about Jesus Christ. Matthew 2:2, the people call him King of the Jews. There are many more other names. You know, you just look at the Bible and try to find out how he was called, what name he was given. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You know, one thing, when we were in Africa, it bothered me a lot. The Muslims, they count, they like pray, or they mention names of Allah, 99 names each round. I mean, of course, they repeat it, 99. I have difficulty to help those Muslim converts, believers, to try to name the name of Jesus. Who is Jesus? I say, can you try 10 names, 15? If anyone can name 20, then I'll prepare a gift for you. And people try and try. So at one time, I tried to go through the Gospel of John with them and came up with more than 20 names in John itself. And they were amazed. That's wonderful. But brothers and sisters, when Jesus is called, Jesus, that means Savior, or Emmanuel, or Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, this is not just a name only. Actually, it means it. Actually, his name brings the power and then brings the promise, and his name is true. Truly, he live up his name. So just briefly, for example, you know, when we talk about Savior, salvation, what come to your mind? You know, immediately I think about Zechariah's song mentioned about, now I see the salvation coming. That's God's prepared salvation. And then when you think about Zechariah's song, that he talked about, this Savior will redeem us from our sin, or, you know, save us from our enemies. Then you just go on and on. You see Simeon, you know, in the Bible talking about, now I have seen your salvation. You talk about Anna, you know, she talked redeem of, Jerusalem. I mean, when you go on, you will see that Paul, when he was sold, he was saved by our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, what about now? I think all of us here because we are saved. All of us here, we are because we are saved. And I just want to thank God, because God, you know, sent his son Jesus Christ to be our Savior. I remember year 1980, I was a young pastor and tried to start a new church. And then at the beginning, I was alone. After 2 months, I got married, so I have two. Then after 3 months, we still had 3 or 4 people, not many people. But, you know, one thing just came to my mind about Jesus, say he is a Savior. I have seen a lot in our small groups of believers, a lot of things happening. You know, 1982 December, end of December, one family called me and said, please come and help. I said, what happened? You see, my daughter is, you know, having a chopping knife, you know, those kitchen knife, big knife, Chinese speak, you know, chopping knife, chasing after the mom. I said, oh. Then I thought, what should I do? But immediately I remember a miracle in my own family. When I was young, I saw my younger brother having a big knife chasing after my parents. My younger brother, he was very hot-tempered. Our whole family, basically, we are Christian, and we thought, what about this brother? How can we help him? How can we, you know, pray for him? And last month, I went home, and I was just looking at him. He became Christian when he was in university in Vancouver, in Winnipeg, Canada. And he came back, he became the most meekest member in our family. He's just so, you know, his heart is so tender. And I was ashamed by him because my mom was paralyzed. And then he will just think of all kind of things, like push my mom on the wheelchair and go out. He said, my mom needs some sunlight. I didn't think about it. I mean, I should have. You know, all the way back home, I tried to spend time with my parents. My father was not able to move around, so he lost control in his urinary everything. I don't know what to do. This younger brother, saved by Jesus, once he chased my parents with a knife. Now he changed diaper. He helped my dad to clean up everything. I was ashamed. I thought, I should do this. You see the power of salvation in my brother's, my younger brother's life. I was just amazed. So, year 82, I myself and Emily, that's my wife, we went to this family. We were so frightened because he even showed his knife to me and said, if you want to come over, just, you know, give you a chop. And I was afraid. So I stayed behind a big Chinese dining table, at least, you know, a few feet away. And then I say, okay, now I'm going to pray for you. You know, I know that Jesus will help you. And then, but I dare not close my eyes. That's too dangerous. But when we pray, and that was Chinese New Year at the end of January, we asked her to come to our house, and we asked brother and sister to come and pray. 24 hours, we had people pray for her. You know what? A few years after, she became a very keen Christian. When she was 12, she was after her mom with her knife. But now she is a very keen Christian. I just look back. I see the power of his name. I see the truth, what the name brings. That is powerful. It's not something we mention, like, you know, routinely with our mouth and not really understanding what does it mean. That's a lot. So brother and sister, don't give up any hope if there are family members they are not yet Christian. Don't give up any hope. Even if our friends, you know, we love them, we care for them, but yet they are not yet Christian. God loved them. And I think, like last night, God touched my heart and I couldn't control my, you know, myself. I just start not crying, not weeping, but just cannot control my eyes. I mean, it got wet and wet. And I thank God for all sorts of things. This morning I spent 1 hour thanking God. I say, this is Christmas. What does it mean to me? I was in my office around 8:30. I pray until 9:30. I just praise the Lord. Salvation, it means a lot. Without salvation, none of us will be here. So praise the Lord for this. And when we talk about Emmanuel, God with us, when we think about God with us, brother and sister, what come to your mind? I think about Daniel. Okay, we have at least one Dan here. Daniel. He experienced the darkest time in his life when he was put in the den of lions. It was not a fun thing to do. It was not fun. But I can sense the peace of Daniel when he was in the den and then with the lions. He had peace. I don't know what happened in the den. Maybe one day I will find out when we see him in heaven. But anyway, I can see like he really trusted the Lord is with him. So he has no fear. He has no fear. I was ashamed because sometime in the dark, my mom say, can you bring something for me? I say, Mom, oh, it's kind of dark outside. You know, I'm scared. But brother and sister, until we really know who Jesus is, Like last night, I don't really feel like those miracles is anything special, because it's Jesus. He can do everything. So these are things just normal for him. And nothing that really, you know, take much breath from him, like, oh, you know, this is something difficult, so I need to do it very hard. He is God. He can do it. If he is with us, brother and sister, why are we afraid? Why when people talk about, oh, so-and-so go to Africa, wow, he is a very brave man. Why is Satan? You need the same Lord when you are in America. We have the same Lord, same Jesus, when we were in Africa. So, brother and sister, doesn't matter where we are, we need to know that Jesus is with us. God is with us. That is the most important thing. And then when I read through the Bible, I saw, you know, Paul and Silas, they sing, they praise the Lord in the prison. I have been to prison many, many times visiting. I never had the chance to be in a prison like a prisoner. 2 weeks ago, when I was in San Francisco, I heard a piece of testimony. I was kind of not really sure how to react. You know, one Chinese girl, Christian villagers, just junior high level, but God used her to write almost 1,000 songs. That is a very popular song in China. A lot of people love her. And she was one of the person there and share her testimony. And then when I was on the, before I bought a plane, one man, he went to Guizhou, Yunnan in the 47s. Bian Yunbo, if you know him, you know. And he shared with me, saying that, you know what? This Xiaoming sister shared a testimony with all of us, saying Xiaoming said, one thing I regret is I never have the experience to be put in the prison. So he asked God to give her this experience. And he said, she said that God answered her prayer. Is it a good testimony? I don't know what to say. I never prayed that kind of prayer. But just saying that once you realize that who is Jesus and Emmanuel, God with us, why do we need to afraid? To be afraid? We don't need to be afraid. We really need to live up our Christian life, not just by knowledge, but really we know that who Jesus is. Let's, you know, continue on with our Lord. This is something that's really touching my heart. And I put down wisdom. Wisdom. The wisdom of our Lord, when you read through four Gospels, this whole kind of thing, they just, you cannot imagine. I just want to share one thing. In Africa, and in the desert area, we show Jesus' video several times per year. One Arab young man, when I say young man, probably 30 years old, his name is Aliu. He came and watched the video every time. Every time I watch him more than watching the video, because I have been watching the video probably more than 50 times with 8 languages. So I probably can memorize most of the scenes. Yeah. And then even with different languages, I still can catch what is going on. So I watch him. Why I watch him? I can see his eyes so big. He was so amazed by the dialogue, the speaking of Jesus Christ, the teaching of Jesus Christ. He was not a Christian. And he talked to me several times. He said, wow, Jesus is really a wise man. When people accuse him, Jesus just came up with, you know, wisdom, you know, a simple answer and solve the problem. I even can see his two eyes now, Aliu's eyes. Brother and sister, if we really know who Jesus is, if we are lacking wisdom, you know where to go to. we know where to go to. And peace, peace. You know, when I look at Luke chapter 2, verse 29, talking about this old man waiting in the temple, you know, for the coming of the Messiah. This old man, when he carried Jesus, baby Jesus, in his hand, he said that, now I can be dismissed peacefully. I can go now in peace. I can see the beauty of being Christian. I can see the beauty of knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior, as God, Emmanuel, God with us. And knowing Jesus, he is a wise man, wise God, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And then when I think about Jesus, I really feel like, where can we find peace? I care about Muslim people. And people ask me, how can we pray for the Muslim? Some of them are very fundamentalist. They are very violent. But they are probably, you know, not more than 10% of the Muslim population. I say to them, until they know Jesus, who Jesus is, there is no peace. There is no peace with them. So, brother and sister, what is our solution in this world, in our own life? We really need to take Jesus very seriously. And we praise the Lord for the Christmas. And really think about the true meaning of Christmas. Let us pray. Father God, we want to thank you for who Jesus is. And for the way that Jesus is willing to come to this world. You know, to love us, to share with us, to forgive us, to really show us, you know, his way. We want to thank you and pray the Lord now, each one of us will come before you and ask the Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to you know, to give thanks to you, to respond to your love? Lord, help us to make a sincere decision now, because, you know, being a Christian is not just a head knowledge, but we need to live up our Christian life and let people know the real meaning of Christmas through each one of us. We want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.